Welcome back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Here's Rick Pruse and Lee Cullen, both prone to hearing sit, stay, and be quiet all in a day's work.
Joe and Betty got a real nice farm.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And we've been talking this morning with Eric Kelly, who is a veteran of the Iraq War and is really very, very involved with Guardian Angels, which is a service dog organization. And Eric, before the break, we were talking a little bit about this new law that's gone into place and what people need to do in order to deal with a situation if it occurs. But I guess my question for you is, looking back since the incident that took place on the airline with you directly, how are businesses and people responding to you and Son? Is it generally an issue that you run into, or are people generally very welcoming and the issues that come up are really few and far between?
It just depends on what kind of area you're in. Depending, if you're in the hotel industry and you're going to hotels all the time, you're probably going to, deal with it a little bit more often than if you were just going into a local place of business. Most businesses, at least nowadays, are pretty viable or pretty, education-wise, their knowledge of service dogs. They know they're allowed into any place of environment. I mean, that should be standard operational procedure by now, over the last 25 years that, our federal laws have been enacted, that service animals are allowed to go into any place. So I don't have a whole bunch of places that don't allow Son and I into places. But there are those some, you'll always have those few. And there's always going to be those uneducated people out there that don't know that sometimes that you have to educate or inform, just like the case of what happened here in Holt. And when he tried to inform that individual, the individual wanted nothing to do with it. And, as they've seen the repercussions of his actions, the people that saw them mistreat a veteran. A lot of those people haven't went back, and as they shouldn't. They should find a new place, and there's been two or three workout places that have offered us, free place to work out at no cost, and they said, please bring your service dogs in.
Right.
And,
right.
So you're always going to have those few. But for those few, I got words for you. You're either going to change to to the new laws, or you're going to be held accountable.
Yeah.
Now you're going to be held accountable where before you could never be. And right. So, either you can be accepting or you can pay the consequences.
Yeah, and this is certainly one of those things that I think it's no longer, just a newsworthy event. It's one of those Facebook worthy events that, shame the one that gets some video of somebody really treating you with disrespect at the door, and they're definitely going to have a really, really hard time.
Well, and part of the whole thing, and forgive me for editorializing a bit, but part of the whole thing is you can disagree with a war or with a policy that your government has, but to take it out against the veterans who are just serving their people, their family, their government, doing what they're asked to do, and have something terrible happen to them as a result of that, and these animals come along and all of a sudden solve that problem, the person to blame is not the veteran who did this. And yet it seems like at times that's what it is it's a resentment that they didn't like the war in the first place or something like that. How do you learn to deal with that? Because I would imagine you're frequently the messenger who's getting slaughtered when the rule is don't kill the messenger.
I try to take everything with a grain of salt. And Son, she helps me through those hard times. Yeah. Her comfort, her unconditional love, and just what animals do for people in general. I mean, dogs are more intuitive to people's needs than people are in general all over the place.
And I hope that, there's at least enough citizenry that actually steps up to the plate and gives you the respect that you deserve.
Well, I tell you, when it happened to me on the airline, when I got off that plane And I saw 10 people that were sitting around me waiting in a line complaining before I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. And when I got off the plane and I saw those 10 to 15 people complaining, waiting in a line to complain about what happened to me, I mean, that did make me feel really good. I didn't have to complain. I didn't have to say a word. You know, American people who stood up not only for me, but for my dog son on the airline. I mean, I had goosebumps just thinking about, you know, wow, that was great. And I get shivers just thinking about it now. So, you know, you get your ups and downs. It's about going with the flow and keeping moving forward. You know, if you're not moving forward, you're dead in my mind. Yeah. One step by step, and before you know it, like I said a year ago, I wouldn't have envisioned 4 new laws to be going into place like they are now. So,
and I want to make sure that everybody understands that it's not just for our military and just PTSD victims. That's tragic, and it's glad that there's answers for that. But and it's almost, you know, you don't kick sand on little kids in the sandbox. You know, these are for everybody that happens to have issues associated with whatever, you know, physical ailments, blind, can't walk, diabetes, those type of things. You know, it's there for everybody.
Right.
And we all benefit, not just the military, which is, you know, to say awesomeness there.
Right. Yeah, no, there's no question that it is a lot of people that are benefiting from it. And it isn't just our military. But in this case, I do think that our military people, with their sacrifice, really do deserve attention. And to save these suicides, I think, is crucial. Eric, thank you so much for coming in and sharing the story. We've got Yolanta Bassett coming in, and she's going to join us right after the break on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.